Our second reading comes from Mark chapter 10, verses 35 through 45. It can be found on page 47 in your New Testament. Mark 10, 35 through 45. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came forward to him and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." And he said to them, "What is it you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Grant us to sit one at your right hand and one at your left in your glory." But Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" They replied, "We are able." And then Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the ten heard this, they began to be angry with James and John. So Jesus called to them and said, "You know that among the Gentiles, those whom they recognize as their rulers lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. But it is not so among you. Whoever wishes to be great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be a slave of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
I am a fan of acronyms, and at our house, they can be thrown around with one of us not having a clue what it means. It's a running joke when we arrive home and my wife and I are recapping the day, and one of us will use an acronym in a sentence that is specific to each of our work that will force the other with a smile on their face to stop the one speaking in mid-sentence and say, "Just so you know, I have no idea what CFM means, and I am completely lost." Well, today's acronym is EMIM, and it means every member in ministry. And that is our theme for today. And here at TPC, we believe that everyone has a part to play in the ongoing ministry of our church. Everyone is called to use their gifts and their skills and talents and abilities to serve our church family here and our surrounding community. Here at TPC, we believe that serving is a core component of being a disciple. Serving, simply, is what a disciple does. And that seems to be the message Jesus is attempting to get across in our scripture reading from the Gospel of Mark. Our story about James and John, the sons of Zebedee, in chapter 10, it comes immediately after Jesus and his disciples are on their way to Jerusalem, and he takes them aside, and he says to them, for the third time throughout Mark, the third time, that he soon will be sentenced to death, and after 3 days he will rise again. And so how do James and John respond? "Jesus, we want you to do whatever we tell you to do." "And what's that?" Jesus says. "Well, when you're sitting on your throne, you're being worshipped and adored, but we want to be there right with you. And maybe take in some of that praise and applause as well." And I imagine Jesus, who is the master teacher, he must have said to himself, "What we have in front of us right now is what they call a teachable moment." And my initial thoughts when I read this passage in regards to James and John and their comment is, really? The gall of James and John. Come on. He just said his time was short and you're looking out for yourself to make sure you eventually get the best seat in the house. Really? But then the more I think about it, I wonder if we are like James and John more than we realize. And maybe we actually can relate to them a little bit. It's probably what makes us human. It's probably part of the human condition to want to be first. To strive for the top spot, to want that place of recognition. Jana Childers, when she talks about this scripture, she says that we all have Zebedee DNA in our genes. There's just no getting around it. When I was a youth director in Chicago, a few churches in the area put on a weekend youth event called 30-Hour Famine, where teens and adult advisors fast for 30 hours, and our programming is centered around world hunger and poverty. At the end of 30 hours, we break our fast with a meal. And by this time, we're all chewing our arms off. We're so hungry. So this great spread is set out before us. Chicken soup and bread and fruit and peanut butter. And I'm at the end of the line, letting all the teens go first. And there at the front is a seventh grade boy, not from my church, who is slowly and methodically making sure every inch, every centimeter of his bread is fully covered with butter. So it should not take 5 minutes to put butter on bread, especially after you've been fasting for 30 hours. And as I watched every spread of butter, I was already lacking after 30 hours of patience. I felt that remaining patience slowly leave my body and evaporate. And I took everything I had in me, everything, to not walk up to him, physically pick him up, remove him from the line, and then insert myself in his place. We've got Zebedee DNA in us. It's just part of being human. And when Jesus says, whoever wishes to be great must become a servant of all, he's not talking about healthy ambition. He's naming how the world works. And he says to his disciples, you know how the Gentiles do it. The Romans and the Greeks, their leaders lord it over them. Their tyrants over everyone. And to put it in contemporary words, life is lived on the escalator where the goal is always to go up and up and up. And then life ends up being all about hierarchies and getting to the top and who's above whom and who's below whom. And when that system is in place, it naturally leads to who is in and who is out. And Jesus seems to be constantly trying to break down that system. I picture Jesus pausing for a moment during his exchange with his disciples, and with a twinkle in his eye saying, "But it is not so among you. You are to be different. You've been called to a new way of life. And so first look at me, look at my example that I set, and then be imitators." And that's what we discover in our first reading from Philippians. The author Paul writes to a church in Philippi and states the new way of life that we are called to, and he uses Jesus as the ultimate example. And Philippians tells us the trajectory of God in Jesus Christ was not up. It was not to the best seat in the house or the place of most applause and praise. Instead, God's trajectory was down to be in the form of a servant. And we are invited here at TPC to live into our calling to be servants. And each of us has gifts and skills and abilities to be used to serve our church family and our surrounding community. And our goal here is to not just simply fill holes and plug gaps where they need to be plugged, but it's to help you find a ministry that gives you a sense of purpose. And it's different for everyone. For some, it might be pouring coffee and serving on our Sunday community lunch team. For others, it's working with children or teens. For others, it might be working with numbers on our finance committee. And to tell you about her journey of serving at TPC, I asked Ann Miller to briefly share her story with us.
Good morning. So Joel asked me if I could say a few words about how serving at TPC has enriched my life. Frankly, I struggled because I just don't know where to begin. And he gave me only 3 minutes. This place has given my family and me more than I could ever have imagined when we joined 6 years ago. The secret for our family was getting involved. By serving as deacon, I learned a lot about how things work in our church, and I shared in the role of caring for our church family. I expanded my circle of friends to those of other ages and interests that I might otherwise not have gotten to know so well. When I look around Thompson Hall now, I feel like these same people, they're like my family. I've been involved as a team captain for several years for a community lunch. By serving here, my eyes and the eyes of my family have been opened. God has given me the gift of seeing that our guests are just people. They are people who have been dealt a difficult hand in life and deserve our care and support. When that kitchen is all clean and we go to head home, I know that I made a difference in someone's life today. What an awesome gift that is for me. I've helped a lot over the years with youth group. I selfishly did that so that my kids would attend and get to know other kids here. Little did I know how much it would shape the amazing young adults that they have become. You know, it's not easy being a teen. I was really scared about raising teens because I was not such a well-behaved one myself. Was I, Mom? There are lots of temptations and distractions, but every Sunday they come here and they have good, clean fun. They have fun serving on mission trips each summer. They have fun at stream cleanup, taking care of God's beautiful creation. They have fun in working with the little kids in Sunday school and the nursery. In youth group, they learn that they are not alone in their struggles as they share their thoughts with each other, away from the pressures that they might face at school or with their friends. They learn that their faith will always be there to lean on. So I got involved to keep the youth group strong, and in turn, it has kept my children strong. My latest endeavor is serving on our pastor nominating committee. My daughter, Madeline, was one of two youth that served on the committee that brought us Joel. I know she found it very rewarding to play a part in bringing him to us. When I was asked to serve on the committee for our senior pastor, I initially said no. Sorry, Colin. I just had too much on my plate. But I went home and I thought about it, and I prayed about it. I changed my mind. I decided to serve, not because I had extra time, but because it was so important to me that this wonderful church continues to grow and to thrive, so that all of us can continue to grow in our faith. My family and I have been so blessed. Serving at TPC has given me more than I could ever give back.
Thank you, Anne. So downstairs in Thompson Hall, you'll find a bulletin board that is filled with opportunities for you to live into your calling to serve at TPC. So come on down, take a look, think about it, pray about it, talk to a friend about it, and then give something a try. And don't worry, you will not be making any kind of a lifelong commitment. I tell our advisors in youth ministry, you try it for 6 months. If it's not for you, that's okay. So I began with the acronym EMIM, Every Member in Ministry. We could also say EMAM, Every Member is a Minister. Each of us with gifts and skills and talents and abilities who are invited to serve God and serve our church-wide purpose. To be a community of faith that's growing as disciples. Thanks be to God.